KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A man who was in critical condition after suffering severe burns in a weekend fire in Nome has died. 54-year-old Conrad Klemzak succumbed early yesterday morning to critical injuries suffered in a residential fire last Saturday. Klemzak had been stabilized at the Norton Sound Health Corporation Hospital before he was medevaced to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. He had been in critical condition in the hospital's intensive care unit throughout the weekend. The Nome Police Department said in a statement that Klemzak was attended by his next of kin when he passed. NPD said Klemzak had become disabled by injury from the fire. He was trapped in the structure before firefighters rescued him. Also rescued in the fire was Walter Rose, age 50. He was transported to the Norton Sound Hospital and treated for thermal injuries. Chris Grooms is the deputy fire marshal from Fairbanks, and he investigated the fire Sunday. An official cause for the blaze has not been released. It was announced yesterday that a type of bird flu, H3N8, is responsible for the death of more than 160 harbor seals on the east coast of the United States. Reports of sick seals began in September of last year, which coincides with the reports of diseased seals in Alaska's northern coast. But there is no relation between the avian flu on the east coast and the disease killing ice seals in Alaska. Rafaela Stimmelmeyer is a research biologist for the North Slope Department of Wildlife Management. She's also the on-site coordinator for the unusual mortality event on ice seals and Pacific walrus in Alaska, and says from the beginning she has worked closely with the investigative teams working on the New England harbor seal cases. She says the bird flu that killed the New England harbor seals is not what is killing seals in Alaska.
The Yumi seals on the Alaska side were actually tested for that early on to rule out that there was no relationship between the East Coast unusual mortality event and the Alaska unusual mortality event.
The New England harbor seals displayed skin lesions and had severe pneumonia and were found along the coast from Maine to Massachusetts. Stimmelmeyer says while there are similarities between the illnesses, like skin lesions on the flippers, there are differences.
They did not show any of the facial lesions that we would be seeing or the lesions around the snout. These seals over there actually had fulminant pneumonias, and that's actually what we have not seen in our seals.
Stimmelmeyer explains that diseased seals in Alaska did have bloody fluid in the lungs, but there was no indication of pneumonia.
So there was a clear difference between the pathological presentation, right, so how the organ changes are, and the only similarity that was there was that these animals also had flipper lesions on the East Coast, but did not have the type of hair loss and the other sores that we have been seeing on in the ice seals.
And regarding ice seals in Alaska, researchers are still trying to figure out the cause. Stimmelmeyer says they're currently working on ruling out viruses and causes for the illness. They have not ruled out the radioactive nuclides dispersed from the Fukushima nuclear accident.
We don't have a smoking gun right now. I think based on Hunter observation, it is a new disease syndrome that we were observing, because based on traditional knowledge as well as communication from the hunters, they had never seen anything like this before.
And regarding the Alaska unusual mortality event on ice seals and Pacific walrus, Stimmelmeyer says they have not observed or seen any new cases. As the UME on-site coordinator, she says they should be coming out with a regional update in mid-August. Diseased seals in Alaska were first reported last summer. The research for the New England UME on harbor seals was published in the journal MBio. Bering Strait's Native Corporation installed two rental cabins outside Pilgrim Hot Springs in July just to start to larger efforts planned for improving the site for visitors. But last week, the cabins were vandalized with about $2,500 in damage. Matt Ganley is BSNC's Vice President of Resources and External Affairs and says the corporation had constructed two cabins on the airstrip around mid-July with the intention of moving the cabins deeper into the hot springs later in the summer.
And shortly thereafter, you know, a number of days, put the cabins out there, somebody busted into them and trashed them.
Ganley says a door to one of the cabins had been kicked in and rocks had been thrown through four windows. He says repairs have already been completed. But he says this isn't the first time that Pilgrim has seen vandalism. Though BSNC has kept old buildings at the site boarded up out of safety concerns, Ganley says people have nonetheless broken in and stolen several items. He says the vandalism is making BSNC question its policy toward the site.
There's been icons stolen from the church. That's happened over the last year or two. And it's just a pretty frustrating situation because we've left the property open to the public. But yet, there's still a few bad eggs out there who want to ruin it for everybody. You know, we're really concerned after this last bout of vandalism on whether it's a wise thing to allow the public in there.
The Alaska State Troopers are in charge of the investigation. So far, troopers have not contacted BSNC with any developments or potential suspects. And a U.S. Senate subcommittee plans to meet in Kodiak on Monday to discuss the need for a strong Coast Guard presence in Alaska amid growing interest in the Arctic. The hearing was requested by Senator Lisa Murkowski. She and the chairwoman of the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, Senator Mary Landry, plan to take testimony from the Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Robert Papp, as well as others. The hearing is scheduled to be held at the Coast Guard Air Station, Kodiak. And a pilot had minor injuries when his small helicopter made a hard landing in the Chukchi Sea community of Wainwright. The helicopter was hauling cargo when the engine lost power. National Transportation Safety Board investigator Chris Shaver says the pilot, who wasn't identified, auto-rotated the helicopter to the ground. Shaver says among the pilot's injuries were a cut to the head. The price of gold in New York is down $11.70 an ounce to $1,604.20. An ounce of silver is down 59 cents to $27.51, and a pound of zinc at 82 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151, according to the flight status online, is expected to depart to Anchorage at 9:47. It's unofficially 48 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.